Do you believe in click it or tick it?
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Hello and welcome to Click It or Tick It.
All right, please shut up. I went to the shrink today, okay?
I'm Pete Mugino.
Glenn Marshall.
And Nick Schaefer. Coming into something that I think Coolio would probably approve of.
Yeah, what is this?
Who's down with the C? Click it or tick it is. That's what the C stands for. And Coolio. It's for click it.
We actually are going to sue Coolio for referring to our show too many times.
Yeah, the only Coolio song I really like is the Kanan and Kel theme song.
Which he beat us out for.
Yeah, I know. We had a much better like a intro for it.
Yeah, it was all like, Kanan and Kel, gonna rock you.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, here it goes. It was something like that. It was really good.
Oh, here it goes.
All I remember doing was pop pop a lot in the background while you sang.
I don't know
why they didn't like
well,
that.
Well, I was in the video. I didn't even sing, but I did wave around bottles of orange soda and make gestures towards old images of people performing in blackface.
Didn't yeah. you? You made it rain orange soda all over the place, too, right?
Yes.
I was too busy getting laid on the big orange couch from Snick.
The Snick couch?
Oh, you know.
God, that thing is riddled with coke and semen.
Snick Schaefer?
Roundhouse?
Nick, I like that you're... We've padded this room now with a... Podcast Central for boards to, for us to write on.
For all of our notes and diagrams.
Yeah.
And
the only thing written on Nick's...
So much thought goes into this.
Nick has a huge white poster board that is entirely blank.
Yep.
Except at the bottom corner, it says Nick's, spelled N-I-X, corner with a K.
Yep.
And that's all that's written on it.
Yeah.
But he had to claim it. I like that.
It's so everyone knows. It was either that or pee on the wall, which I'll be doing after this podcast. And it's kind of fitting because Jason Nicks just hit a 3-run home run tonight. So.
Or Jason Nicks?
Yeah, spelled N-I-X.
Nice.
Just like your corner.
Just like the product for lice. Yeah.
Michael Corner with a K struck out, though.
You guys never had lice when you were kids?
I never had lice.
I had lice in third grade. And
I got checked for lice.
Or fourth grade, actually.
I did get checked once.
Oh, they used to get checked anytime there's an outbreak in the class, but Nick's is actually a brand
I felt
of
like
lice
it was
stuff.
An annual thing.
Really? Yeah.
It was like an annual thing, I feel like, in elementary school. It happened all the time.
Yeah, one douchebag would share a baseball cap with another kid, and then all of a sudden everyone had to get checked for lice.
I remember, it was just like, there's lice in the school. Yeah. What was that?
I don't know, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Speaking of douchebaggery,
keeping us on our toes.
Remember in that movie Billy Madison that Nick's never seen?
I saw it.
I know. Speaking of Dick.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Where he put that, like, when they're for the lice test, he, like, puts all the rice in his head, and, like, the nurse lady is going through all the hairs.
Great topical humor in that movie.
I just wanted to point out that Nick hadn't seen the movie.
I actually had to do a lice check on a bunch of kids.
I remember that.
God.
It was horrible.
It was great, because Nick and I taught at this camp / kind of, like, fine arts sort of school
thing. It's a fine arts program.
For nerds and fags,
right? Yeah, entirely. But we're not supposed to say camp anymore, actually. Supposedly, it's now being called some sort of... arts finishing program or something is what they're calling it. But
well, hello resume.
It's a summer camp for art kids, basically.
But essentially, I remember that day I had two morning classes and I got to opt out of them because all the kids were getting checked for lice by Nick. And I was just overseeing
him. So what experience do you have checking for lice?
None. So as soon as I walk in the first...
here's a comb and here's some latex gloves. Check.
Yeah, they said, here's a big old, one of those oversized Q-tips. One girl had lice, so we have to check all of them. And I was in charge of the kids ages 10 to 12, basically.
The older group.
So they're at the age where they need to be showering, but they don't realize it yet. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they need to be showering, kind of. It's not like they sweat or anything, but they run around and get covered in shit, and they think it's cool and fun.
Well, but because they're starting to hit puberty.
Kids at BO, man.
There was one. Yeah, I've got another follow-up story after this if you want to hear more disgusting stuff about children.
Oh, sure.
But
good times here.
I remember there was one of my fellow coworkers was several of them are elementary school teachers, and so they had extensive experience with checking for lice. So I sent a good third of them to... another teacher to like double check them because they just had such ferocious dandruff that I wasn't sure.
God.
I had no idea.
So are lice visible to the naked eye, like clearly?
I didn't spot any that
they
I know.
They are.
Yeah. You can see just, it's like, oh dear God. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. I had no memory bank to
like
compare it to.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just a kid had wicked dandruff. I wasn't entirely sure. Oh my God, one girl.
Clever girl.
One girl. It looked like, if you leave like a casserole dish that you've cooked something in, and you leave it out for a couple days and let it harden, and the stuff starts to flake off. That was in her hair. Like
casserole?
A lot of it. Yeah. Old dried casserole
flakes.
Oh,
God. That's... Dude, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Do their parents not see their head? And it's like, oh, you... I, as a parent, I would be so worried that my kid would turn into the stinky kid. I feel like that would be your top priority. It's like hygiene. Like,
yeah,
cut the fingernails.
That's a really easy way to alienate people. I remember...
For the rest of their high... Like, through high school, you'll be
the stinky kid.
One kid
in eighth grade didn't wear deodorant, like, for one day later than everyone... Like, he missed the...
Disgusting.
He missed the day where everyone started wearing deodorant, and we would be in gym class, and another kid would just be screaming, so-and-so doesn't wear deodorant, just repeatedly, and the teachers just do nothing because it's gym class. And
well, that, and if the kid smells like shit, I'm sure the gym teachers don't want to have to deal with it.
Sure, and what do you say? What do you say to the kid? Like, shut up, that's not nice.
Stop pointing out the obvious.
Oh.
Yeah, we all know he stinks. Let's not voice our opinions about it.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, to this day, I'm still self-conscious about being the stinky kid in a weird way.
Oh yeah, you never want to in any. Especially you just started.
It's
your
not
new
like
job.
I go out of my way to. Well,
work with a bunch of illegals.
Yeah, it's yeah. I never shower before work, but I shower before each podcast.
Well, that's good.
And
because it is the cleanest thing on the internet.
And we
the Podcast
Thank
Central.
Thank you, everyone.
Podcast Central is a sterile environment. We're all wearing basically bubble wrap suits here.
Yeah, we had to go through a vacuum seal.
Dust free.
Were you there while we're talking about filthy kids at this program? Were you there for the little girl BO day?
Yep.
Welcome to the Babysitters Club, guys.
Quit. I'm so sick of you making fun of Anne M. Martin, all right?
I can't believe you remembered the author's name.
Hell yeah.
Did she write all of them, or did she kind of whore them out
to
other
authors? I'm sure she started Tom Clancy.
She churned those fucking books out, like,
although,
incredibly
to be
fast.
Fair...
Guys, this is a little esoteric, Boxcar Children.
Okay, Jesse could always cook that, and it was always delicious. What the fuck?
Pete, would you
She's
stop...
an orphan. Where'd she learn how to cook?
Would you stop being such a hardy boy, Pete?
So these girls, one day they're making a music video class, and they're about 10 or 11 years old, and so they were filming their little like dance sequence in a room with closed doors, and
wait, we're talking about Cam Jansen, right?
Yes. Click.
We're all intense. That's a good comparison for a visual.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So these girls dancing around work up a sweat apparently, and I walked in there with another coworker. And we both kind of, we could smell something. It smelled like slightly spoiled milk and flower petals, like a little bit. And we were really confused. We had no idea what it was. And then we figured out that it was little girl BO. It was terrifying.
That's awful.
I mean, Pete, I don't know what your thoughts were on it.
I was just, I mean, it's gross, but you know, they're young. You don't know. A lot of the kids had BO. I mean, it was, you had your own like group that I worked with. I had the collage of all different ages through the classes
true.
I taught. Like animation and cartooning classes, and there would just be because I'd be hovering over them to, you know, kind of look at their pictures, and sometimes I just get a whiff, and it was usually girls, believe it or not.
Yeah,
very.
It's the opposite now, because now girls nowadays, I mean, they walk within 8 feet of you and you can smell their like body perfume or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Body spray.
Oh, I
know. It's like the moisturizer that smells. Like, it's weird. I've seen them apply it before.
And when you have perfume, you know, you're told just one spritz and you're good. But like,
which they do. They live up to that rule. It's just like, but everything
it's
else
so
I'll
potent.
Make
but
smell
body,
really
yeah,
potent.
Body spray. I and now even guys' body washes are starting to smell more and more like overpowering.
Yeah, well, dudes
like
are fucking shaving their chest now. I mean,
yeah, that's just a bad idea, because then you got to keep shaving
and then you have
it.
Stubble on your chest.
Yeah.
One quick thing about the girl smell thing. When I worked at Pier 1, there was this girl. She had just turned 17, and my manager, Darla, and I were just, you know, talking bullshit about everyone in the store. And I'm like, this one chick smelled fucking terrible. And I'm asking my boss, Darla, who's the shit, and I'm sure she'd love that we talk about her on the podcast. I'm like, Darla, what is the deal there? And she's like, yeah, I really need to talk to her. I'm like, what is that smell? And she's like, I would go out on a limb and just describe it as feminine stink. Like, she was clearly not taking care of the region downstairs. She had to pull her aside. Exactly, dude. It smelled fucking awful.
Oh,
like, it smelled
dick.
Like really like rotting bullshit.
To be able to project those smells outside of your pants is pretty extraordinary.
So she actually had to take her aside and be like, look.
Was she like sitting on your shoulders to put things on high shelves? Or like,
just walking past her, dude. If I was standing next to her at the register.
That can't happen.
Darla had to take her aside and be like, look. You need to like start like making sure that area is cleaned out. Like, are you sexually
active? She should be
active?
Using Refresh with a pH.
If she made sure that she's like, are you sexually active? She's like, no. She's like, all right, it's not fucking like a UTI, but you need to start like cleaning up down there. You're turning into a woman. Like, Jesus Christ.
Can we get a cleanup on aisle 7 drop? Why is it always aisle 7? What about the other aisles? What
it's
the hell?
Kind of ridiculous that we criticize it, though, because if guys have vaginas, which obviously is a huge paradox, but if we did...
A huge turn on you.
Yeah, that, I get those two confused a lot. But we would never take care of that.
Oh, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, that's true, but like...
It'd be a landfill.
Girls are self-conscious because, speaking of filling, they I mean, at some point, I guess they plan on being filled or letting someone see that.
I find the smell you described to be a turn-on. Frankly,
yeah, I guess if it
it's more masculine, it's more me.
Well, maybe she was using it to keep people away. It was like a divisive thing; like no one would come near if it smelled like fucking rotting garbage down there.
That's the thing. I always, she was really hot, by the way. I don't
like,
think I ever really.
Oh,
that's even better.
I don't think I have a really good sense of smell, so I think I really, really overcompensate. I'm always constantly paranoid. It's like, because I could reek and I would have absolutely no idea.
Well,
so
smell I mean, I learned this in neuroscience. Smell is one of those things that...
it's like a deaf person who yells.
You don't really notice smells unless they're like, they hit like a peak level of terrible or good. Especially when, that's why when you're in a room, it could smell like shit. Like our old podcast Central, before we moved below ground, smelled fucking terrible, but after being in there for 5 minutes, your mind just immediately, that's like your baseline, it's accustomed to it.
I was about to ask about getting used to, is that...
Yeah, immediately, your mind just blocks it out. Because there's so many sensory things coming in there, smell is not one of those things.
Isn't that always weird, if you go away from home, like when you went on vacation for a couple weeks, and then you would come back to your house, and it would smell really strongly, and it would be weird, because that's what your house would...
Yeah.
Smell
and,
like,
and it's
usually,
interesting, every time you go into someone else's house, they have that smell.
Their house smells.
Yeah, like, you know? I always wonder when...
And everyone else is like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You know, they have that attitude. But when you remove from it, you realize what they're talking about. And it's kind of a beautiful moment of realization.
Hey, do you ever see those kids in, like, India and shit who, like, live in landfills? And I always see them, like, how the fuck can they deal with this?
I saw Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, no. But, like, you've seen those pictures of, like,
the cities
that have popped up in landfills. Have you ever seen those pictures?
There was this one city in Slumdog Millionaire.
Invented by the Hawaiians.
Yeah, exactly. No, but like I always wonder when I see all those, like, there's like fucking thousands of people living there that just the stink, but then I guess immediately you're just like, this is no smell. This is room temperature.
Yeah, this
for
is
smell.
Baseline.
Yeah.
My old house, I think, really smelled a lot like cats.
It smelled like cats, yeah.
A lot like cats. A small house, that many cats.
Well, Nick has always owned a lot of cats, or his family has, at least.
Yeah, it's...
They're a cat family.
Yeah, you know, and cats are great, but at a certain point, there's a saturation.
Yeah, my new dog's starting to stink up the kitchen a little bit.
Bowie?
Yeah, I've noticed that, Bowie.
I will say that's one thing about cats. A lot of people just hate cats, you know? It's like, I don't do cats, you know? I mean, whatever. You're entitled to your own opinion. But so many of them are like, it smells like litter box. It's awful. It's like one dog smells more. It's about equal to like 5 litter boxes.
Yeah, it doesn't need. And it well, doesn't,
like, it's not like you need to like party around the litter box like it's a fucking hobo
exactly.
Like, trash
yeah.
can fire.
Put a fan on in your bathroom, for Christ's sake. Or scoop it, you know, more than once a week.
Yeah, or even if you're that lazy, shell out the money to get the self-scooping ones with like the, like, and get the litter with anti-smell
shells. Is there like a fucking cat litter Zamboni type deal? Like, they have the Roomba. Do they have one of those for the cat?
Essentially, yeah. It's like a comber thing that puts it into this like little depository.
Little poop chute.
My cat right now has a litter box with like a little lid and a hole over it.
Yeah,
so
we got one of those too. Little
And the cat knows to drop a deuce right in the hole?
No, it's still a litter box, but it's like a little cave.
It's like an igloo.
Yeah, except the hole to the igloo is on top.
Yes.
Oh, and the cat will drop trowel right in that hole.
No, it jumps into the hole.
Oh, it goes in.
So it's like a covered litter box.
Oh, but
the hole is about like 9 inches in diameter.
Wouldn't it be dark though? Wouldn't you worry the cat would be stepping all over its own shit?
Cats can see in the dark. They're nocturnal.
Oh, yeah, okay. Cats don't really worry.
Yeah, but when it jumps down there, I'm sure. What if there's like a fat log down there and it just steps in it?
Then whatever.
And then it starts like smearing all
well,
over
they
your
usually,
head.
Well,
that's the other great thing about kitty litter, though. It clumps up the poo almost immediately.
Oh,
so
okay.
All their old poos are essentially
See,
just...
I've never had
and,
a cat.
And cats also have the habit. Cats like to bury their stuff,
everything.
Too. So So they bury their dung usually right after they release it.
Yep.
And the thing is with a dog too, don't dogs like even it's like, oh, it's nice, it shits outside. It's like, yeah, and then it like eats the shit.
No,
and
dogs don't eat their shit.
They do sometimes, don't they?
No, dog I've ever had, dumb ones really do.
Yeah, I've seen dogs eat their own shit.
No, I've seen them, but usually it's like not at their own house though. They have like their little shitting area.
And this isn't dog's drool time by any means. I think dogs are fascinating and great pets. It's just
yeah, but like it's the same thing. It's the polar opposite of the cat. Well, it's like the difference between men and women. I would say
it's about 70% of people are dog people versus cat people. Mm-hmm. And but the thing is though, which is fine with me. If you like dogs more than cats, fine. Like it's great. Dogs are cool. Like I agree with that. So many people though just like, no, but fuck cats. It's like, what do you base this on? It's like one time, like I saw them like scratch my friend, and like
it's usually not even that strong. They'd be like whenever I go to my friends' houses, they like don't. They don't say. They just hide from you, and they're dicks. It's like, what do they call? They don't like shoot you the bird while they hide under their couch.
Yeah.
And I've noticed cats' behavior is always really, really almost. They have their own personalities, but
a lot
it's
of it is whatever you
so
project
by,
on
yeah,
them.
Yeah. If you like hit your cat with sticks every effing day, and then don't come complaining when he doesn't want to greet you when you come home from work.
Well, so. I feel like a lot of people who don't like cats, it's like a lot of it is, again, it's just projection. It's like, well, it didn't like immediately come up and say hi to me. It's like, why does the animal that has like literally no intelligence need to come up and say hi to you? It's a fucking cat. It's doing its thing. That's why like the greatest cats are like the fucking, I think anyway, is like the murderer you let outside and fucking stalk shit for like three days. Like I lived, the only experience I've really had living with a cat, and I never really like been friendly with cats up until probably 3 years ago. My uncle had this sweet fucking outdoor cat, and it would stalk everything in the neighborhood. And I remember one day, yeah, exactly. It was an exceptional murder. It was stalking this raccoon that had taken
raccoons
up.
Raccoons are big.
Oh
and
yeah,
mean, by the
it
way.
Had taken up residence in the shed slash garage that wasn't really being used, and it stalked it and it went around and like learned the raccoon's routine for like 3 days, and then it was like gone for like a whole day. And we're like, what the fuck? And then we come back like from being out on the road, and there's like a dead fucking raccoon. It's like, yeah, see? This is what I do when you're gone. I can provide. And that's like the best. You want like a clever as fuck cat. That's why cats are cool. They just have all these great instincts. And then dogs, you want like a dumb as fuck, like hilarious
goofy
beast.
Yeah, dogs are hysterical.
Yeah, that's what you want. And they're like the polar opposites. They're like the difference between men and women. It really is.
Yeah, and I mean, like when you come home and you have a dog, it's... When you come home, it's like, God's home, you know? Yeah. They freak out. It's just like, it's like, awesome. And a cat is just like, oh, hey, you. And just kind of, you know, walks the other room and then, like, tries to hunt something.
Yeah, sometimes cats are like
they're both great in their own ways.
Cats are kind of like a stoner roommate sometimes.
Definitely.
They keep to themselves for the most part, but they're harmless.
Yeah, and they'll sleep a lot and pop in to, like, eat something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dude, did you restock the Dorito tray?
I feel like
righteous, bro. All right, I'm gonna go nap in the
window.
And
it's usually for about like 2 minutes a day. They're like super affectionate, and
they'll
be loving
dude,
your
the
shit.
Best,
and then all
man.
Of a sudden, they'll just shake it off. Like it's just like, no, I'm going away.
It's like I'm gonna go take a bong right upstairs.
They're pimps, man.
Oh, they definitely are.
Pete,
with their barbed penises.
Oh, that. See, once I learned that.
Sorry, let me get this out of the way. Peenies is the plural for penis.
I've gotten into fights with people about this.
Oh yeah, no,
after hearing this from you.
It's okay for you, dude.
Oh, the triumphant debut of I'm So Gay For You, Dude.
It's from the Sarah Silverman Show.
But see, we'll say
you need to quote all of your...
I need to
cite all sources. I love that.
I've heard the peni theory, that it's peni the science guy. But it's penis. I went on Merriam-Webster.com, and they have an actual like audio pronunciation guide. And I click on it, and it's a very soft-spoken female being like, peenies.
We need to get that as a drop then.
Yeah, it'd be a good. Yeah, let's do. I'll put that one.
Yeah, Ryan.
One drop in the drop bank.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Oh.
Ryan, you want to commit that to memory? Put it in your fucking iPhone or something?
Well, it's hard because I
have
to hold
you know,
my
and we're like doing a podcast, you know. You're sitting there on your fucking iPhone going on the internet. You know, make a quick note maybe. Do something like that. Maybe text yourself something.
Kids, fight on your own time. Oh, man. Okay. Sorry. We had some technical difficulties there. And I'm going to use this opportunity to segue very roughly.
Seamlessly.
Apropos of nothing into hamburgers. Because, all right.
Or cheeseburgers? Hamburgers, specifically.
Either. Burgers.
No dairy involved.
Non-chicken burgers.
No cheese.
Non-chicken burgers.
Yeah, you can't mix the meat and the cheese, right? That's kosher. We're keeping a kosher house here.
Something about that. Oh, before we even head into this, I work at a deli, and I had my first encounter with an actual kosher person.
A wacky deli?
Well, yeah, wacky deli, yeah. Sandwiches are good. We were making a hot dog, and there was also some pork on the grill. And the guy was like, a foot-long hot dog. And he was really all about it. And then it touched some pork. And he was like, please, please, throw the hot dog away. And it was so confusing. I just started laughing. He was like, please, I just can't have it. I can't have it anymore. Exactly. He was like, throw it away. And then about 10 minutes later, after we had thrown it away and made him something new, he was like, well, I'm kosher. And that's why, like, I can't. And it's like, why did you say that in the first place? Because he was like a maniac for 5 minutes. He's like, I can't have. He's like, I want a hot dog really bad. One of your famous footlongs. Oh my God, I can't have it.
Like, it ruined his whole hot dog experience. Like, it wasn't like, all right, try again. I'm kosher.
I could see how you'd be like, don't give me that one. But why do you have to?
For it to cook?
Why do you have to throw that one away? Why can't you just be like, no, you got to give that to someone else?
How about wipe off that little bit?
Oh, because it's a hot dog, and it's like the way the restaurant or the deli is set up. Is it's really open. You can see everything. So I feel like if it's like, can I get a hot dog, which is already questionable meat? It's, you know, it's just
right.
Like,
that's what
it's
I'm
like,
saying.
Oh, we've had it sitting here. It's like, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
But why would someone who's eating a hot dog have a problem with A, it's dubiousness, or B, the fact that it's pre-cooked, because every fucking hot dog is pre-cooked like a month in advance.
At least.
I don't know.
And then frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
clearly those things do not suffer from being reheated.
Well, anyway, but you were saying hamburgers.
Right, okay, so Glenn and I...
The opposite / complement of hot dogs.
Yeah, we're going to fold this podcast the hot dog way, not the hamburger way.
Right, but we're going to talk about the hamburger way, because Glenn and I went to McDonald's. It was like 1 in the morning after a podcast and in Greenwich, Connecticut, and it was just... packed on like a Tuesday.
With degenerates.
With horrible, horrible people.
What type of people?
People you usually see at like truck stops in the Midwest.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there was a guy who shambled and cut me. I got cut in line at least 4 times, but
he
didn't.
He was wearing a sweatsuit, and he had the dandruff consistency we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Nice, yummy.
It was awful.
Complimented in a nice little, if it was a salad... and the dandruff were the leaves of lettuce. He had the shredded carrots of cat hair on it.
Yeah, and like feta cheese being the dandruff.
Yeah, and
disgusting.
And a wicked red ponytail. But anyway, so I asked for no pickles and onions on my burgers.
Like you do.
Because I don't want to eat the actual onions or pickles. But I got pickles anyway. Mm-hmm. And I didn't
get onions.
No, they took the onions
Bastards.
Off.
Bastards.
It was strange.
I love onion.
And I thought to myself, I was like, oh, well, and I just picked the pickles off, not a big deal. And then I thought to myself, why is pickles on the burger the default? Is it just so unanimous that everyone just loves pickles on the burger so much that they automatically go on there and you have to fight to keep them off? Shouldn't you have to ask for pickles?
I think pickles are great, but I know a lot of people don't like them.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
I'm
not a big pickle fan. But
most people don't like
usually
them.
Usually I won't get them on the burger, but I don't usually remember, so I don't care.
For instance, like every time we go to a diner and everything comes with a pickle at least the diner we go to, the Post Road Diner, there's always a pickle served with the meal, and I'm always the guy at the end of the, like, just staring at the pickle saying, like, are you going to eat that?
Oh, I don't mind eating a pickle on its own. Pickles
are so out of character for you. it's so hard for you to say, are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind pickles in
isolation. It is hard for me to say. It's not hard for me to think, because I'm always thinking it, but it is hard for me to say.
I just don't want them on my burger. That's all. I'll eat them on their own. But I don't want them on the burger. And
oh,
interesting. And I didn't realize that.
Because most people just don't like pickles, period.
Oh, no, they're fine. I just don't want them. Just default setting of burger is full of fucking pickles.
See, because I think it's the natural tanginess. Because think about your natural ingredients to a burger. You got mustard and mayonnaise bland, mustard spicy. There's nothing sour on that to balance it out.
But another thing,
I don't like
maybe on a Big Mac, I can understand not getting pickles. Because
there's already so much crap in it.
Fucking salt.
There's
on
actually
the
not so much crap. It's lettuce and onions. Well, you all know the song.
But don't you
on a poppy seed bun, right?
Sesame seed.
All right, I like. There's kind
so
of
this
a,
is why we need a cat trap.
There's a temperature issue too, though, because there's the temperature difference between. I like my burger to be like 100% hot ingredients. I don't really like a whole bunch of cold layers mixed in there. Mm-hmm. I like mixing of temperatures in, say, dessert. Like if you want to have a molten chocolate cake and just fill. And then put some ice cream next to it. That's fucking fantastic. But I don't want... like
variety is the spice of life, Nick, and the spice of burgers.
I just don't want, I don't want like limp, wet, cold things in the middle of my burger. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel like P needs to do a PSA.
But you like hot, cold, limp.
I changed my mind. I really like pickles. Now, do you hate them?
What?
What?
Well, you really like pickles?
Well, yeah. No.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, damn it.
Pete, I really feel like...
See, I was contrary to my thinking. I was like, oh, yeah.
You need to do a PSA bit.
He's contrary
in advance. I think right now.
A PSA bit?
Yeah.
About what?
You have the art of eating people's food when they're done with it down to like a fucking science.
So, not really.
Oh, you do. You don't know, but like this is just from what I've gleaned. You make sure, I mean, like everyone's natural inclination when they're not eating and other people are eating is to like stare at their food. You do a pretty decent job at like averting your eyes.
Oh yeah, you act like you don't want it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly. You're like you're playing hard to get with other people's food, and then
kind of sad? The way I treat food is the exact same way I treat flirting. Kind of.
And then you wait until literally everyone has pushed their like undone their belts like a few rungs or just altogether pushed.
Because
their,
I know they won't finish it. Most people cannot finish a full like diner sized platter,
especially
of food.
All the fries. And then
and
you
that's
wait
like
until,
not
like,
enough for me.
You wait until they push their plates forward and like put their napkin up on the table. And they're like, oh, I'm stuffed. And then you descend like a swarm of locusts. It's
and usually I'm the one who's... I'm usually... exactly. I'm usually the one who's not eating also. Like, so, like...
You get
I have,
coffee.
I'm like, yeah, I'm drinking, like, 8 cups of coffee. And then everyone's like, you guys can go to town on that. And everyone's like, I'm okay. I'm like, really? You sure no one else wants this? And then there's, like, kind of that moment. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm, like, fine, whatever. And then I
and then
scarf
gone.
It down
and
like
then
a
you
terrible,
slide
terrible
all
beast.
Plates... To home base and you just go to town.
It's fun eating at
you know I never looked at it as an art form like that.
Oh, I really do.
Wow,
dude, I thought it was genius.
I'm just a natural, and I didn't even realize it.
I actually took your whole fucking modus operandi to school, like because like I would be so broke, and Sam, my roommate, would go out and just order these like feasts for himself, like a small family, like maybe a three person nuclear family would order the same amount of food this kid would. And nuclear.
That's a good term. Psychology term. I like it.
Isn't a nuclear family inherently not three?
Well, whatever. Four. Let's say
it's
four.
It's four.
Yeah. Say four.
It was redundant and wrong, Glenn.
That's so, Glenn hissing, by the way.
No, that's a cat drop. No, but I would use that. Him and all of his like his friends, they would go to the diner every morning or for every meal, basically, and I would just wait. I would lie in wait like a snake coiled to strike, and I would use all of your methods, like averting my eyes.
I'm glad when I can teach you something.
When they offer you food while they're eating, you're like, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it, man. Eat your meal. That's cool.
Are you sure? Like,
oh, yeah. I'm
said sorry. as if, are you fucking crazy? You're giving away food. And he'll wait. When we're in if you're in a private setting, like a home-cooked meal or something like that, he has the patience to wait until you're picking up your food and about to like scrape it into the garbage. And Pete's like, wait, no, you're going to throw that out? No, I'll eat that.
I really feel like this would be a great sketch. Pete's sitting down like at a dinner table, and it'll be one of those things when like a ghost comes back in a sitcom, like no one else really notices that you're there. So you could be giving tips the entire time like a family's eating. That'd be great. No?
Hmm.
No? Not at all?
The term sitcom ghost kind of threw me. I'm sorry.
No, like the ghost?
I just didn't follow it.
Oh, you know, no, but you know what I mean, though? Like, any time, like, or they're showing, like, a flashback scenario.
Okay.
The person just walking through it, but they're not really
like,
a part of it.
Like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, you kind of like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Or, like, you said you wanted to live in a world without X.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of
more
what I was...
The Jimmy Stewart, It's Wonderful Life, like,
scenario.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, so I think that would be fucking great. And I feel like kids need to know this. And if they don't have money on them and they really aren't interested in having anyone spot them for a meal, then these are valuable... ways to get food.
I never really noticed it until the totality of it until it would be like the extra shreds of lettuce off of a Big Mac and a bun.
Oh, yeah. And the pickles.
Pete would pounce on that.
Lick the Mac sauce
right
off that container.
Especially with fast food. It would not only was it really cheap and you're throwing it out, like it's also sustenance. Lettuce is water and pickles have some flavor to it. And usually have the residue of the special sauce.
And they have some seeds in there.
I'm sorry if this was like embarrassing to bring up. It's something.
No,
like,
it is not embarrassing.
I'm like genuinely.
It's bullshit.
Are you kidding? No, embarrassing. No. He's preening right now.
All right, good.
Preening. It's great.
I didn't want to insult you.
It also gets me really angry when there are all these health food people who eat like these fucking things that taste like, you know, like just total garbage. Like it tastes like dirt
like
from
a
garden.
Craft in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Or any like herbivore. Just
herbivore.
They're leftovers.
Or it's just matter. No flavor. It's just you bite into it.
But that's
just...
like their health food diet. That's like really, and it costs like $9 to get. It's like, you know what? get one of your friends to buy a Big Mac. They're not going to eat that excess lettuce and cheese. Less calories, just as tasty, probably just as filling.
More tasty,
with all the
probably.
Sodium.
Like, more tasty.
But it's just the residue of the sodium, so it's probably not that bad. I mean, there's no study to prove this, but it's my gut feeling. And my gut always feels what's right.
And it's always satisfied because you know how to get food in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Good.
All right. Well, we are fucking... Yeah, we're almost at 30 minutes here. I guess it's time to do that sign where let's get the helicopters rolling.
It's like a home run.
Yeah,
sign.
Where you turn your you twirl your finger in a circular motion.
Christian just lassoed me in a playful gesture.
He's a mime, actually. He's
well, I hope we hit a home run. Speaking of which, for all of you tonight.
In your heart.
Yeah,
in
your heart. I hope all you're interested in is pets and eating leftovers because that's all you're getting.
Once again, anything you have, send it to any of our names, Pete, Glenn, or Nick at PeteGlennandNick.com.
Including extra food if you want to mail that.
Mail it to me. I eat digital food as well.
Yeah, and check the website, guys.
See, most people don't like spam, but I'll eat it up every time. All right, good night, everybody.
Take it easy.